from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump has signed new U.S. global tariffs, keeping in line with his campaign promise and consistent protectionist rhetoric.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
The tariffs cover a wide range of products and are targeting many countries, among them key U.S. allies. Trump called the reciprocal tariffs, quote, Liberation Day for the U.S. after trading partners have, quote, looted, pillaged, and raped American industries for decades. All countries will also have an immediate 10% baseline tariff on imports. After a deadly hit and run, a Mercer County woman is charged with murder.
Prosecutors say 47-year-old Asia Brown argued with 67-year-old Calder Bell on Tuesday before running over the pedestrian in a Lexus SUV and then hitting a home before taking off. Brown was stopped at a nearby construction zone after Trenton police spotted the SUV with a flat tire and missing bumper. The victim died shortly after being hit. Brown is also charged with leaving the scene of a motor vehicle accident resulting in death. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Amazon is reportedly making a last-minute bid to buy TikTok. The New York Times broke the news yesterday that the e-commerce giant had submitted a bid via an offer letter sent personally to Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Saturday is the deadline for the China-based ByteDance app to be sold, or it will face a ban in the United States. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. More on those tariffs. Stocks tanked on Wall Street after the announcement yesterday, and the Dow spent many times, under 1,600 points, and the S&P has been down over 4%, and the NASDAQ has been 800 points lower. The Dow closed down 1,679 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And will it get warmer tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will probably pick up about an inch of total rainfall between now and early next week. Yes, much needed rain, drought, drought, drought. I wish it would just come all at once, though, because things are going to be kind of damp and dreary and miserable at times. Keep the umbrella handy and the jacket, too. We will see pockets of dry weather along the way. Scattered showers are set to return to New Jersey tonight, and there is a chance of a thunderstorm, maybe even a stronger storm cell spitting out some wind. Low temperatures tonight dropping into the upper 50s. Tomorrow we're in the 60s with rain showers through midday, then trending drier in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and mild. Saturday, though, turns cool and dreary. Highs only make it to around 50. Best chance of showers Saturday will be early and late. And then Sunday, one more burst of warmth back to the 70s. Dry early on Sunday, then scattered rain returns in the afternoon to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Toms River 71, Hillsborough 72, Orange 70, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.